Well, the girls' state softball tournament got underway yesterday with quarterfinal round action in Class 4A. Creston a winner, and they win in 8 innings over Waverly Shell Rock 2-1. Joe Sickles singled, advanced on a wild pitch, went to third on a walk, and then scored on a wild pitch in the bottom of the 8th inning for the victory. Sickles also singled and scored Creston's first run in that softball game yesterday as they advance into the semifinals. Winterset beat Mount Pleasant 6-3, Dallas Center Grimes in 12 innings, a 1-0 winner over Fairfield, and Pella edged Fort Dodge 3-2 in the other 4A quarterfinals. In 5A yesterday, West Des Moines Valley beat Ankeny 3-1, Waukee over Urbandale 1-0, Cedar Rapids Jefferson topping Linmar 6-3, and Johnston beat Bettendorf in 5 innings 12-2 to advance. In Class 1A first round play last night, Logan Magnolia made quick work of Don Bosco, winning 10-0 in 5 innings. Kylan Strait and Abby Strait each had 2 hits. Steph Kennard and Jen Peschel each had 2-run doubles, while Abby Strait gave up only 2 hits. Pitching for the victory last night, Logan Magnolia beats Don Bosco. Also, New London topping Newell Fonda by a 9-1 final. Action in first-round play today. Quarterfinals going on today in Fort Dodge include AGWSR facing Marquette Catholic at 11 o'clock and Linville Sully playing River Valley at 11:30. Those are 1A quarterfinal round games. In 2A quarterfinals today at 1 o'clock, Fort Dodge St. Edmund will play I-35. That'll be followed by Durant versus Iowa City Regina. IKM Manning is on at 5 o'clock tonight as they face off against Central Springs, and then Cascade will play North Union at 7 this evening. In the 3A first-rounders today, Solon plays Clark at 1:30, followed by Boyden Hall Rock Valley versus Center Point Urbana. Greene County will play Crestwood at 5:30, followed by Benton Community versus Mount Union. All those games in Fort Dodge. Well, boys high school postseason baseball continued last night. Class 3A district finals saw Carroll come back from behind to defeat Atlantic 7-5 in a game up in Carroll last night. A 2-out triple in the top of the 7th inning allowed Carroll to score 3 runs and pull that one out last night. 7-5, Carroll defeating Atlantic in that district final. Also, Harlan had to go extras last night. It took 12 innings for Harlan to beat Creston 4-3. It was a squeeze bunt that scored the winner in the bottom of the 12th inning for Harlan. Those teams advance, Carroll and Harlan, to the sub-state final. Also moving on is Lewis Central in Class 4A as the Titans post a 6-4 win over Sioux City North last night. A boys sub-state baseball finals are scheduled for tonight. In Class 1A, St. Albert will play Coon Rapids Bayard, that game in Harlan, while Van Meter will play Martinsdale St. Mary's, that game over in Winterset tonight. That's among the matchups in Class 1A. In Class 2A, among the matchups, Trainer will play Maple Valley. That game will be at Denison tonight. All those games starting at 7 o'clock. The winners punching tickets to the state tournament. Well, Travis Ishikawa had 3 extra base hits and drove in 4 runs as the Pittsburgh Pirates outslugged the Kansas City Royals 10-7 last night. Ishikawa, who was 1-for-13 with 1 RBI in 9 games since the Pirates claimed him on waivers July 5th, hit a 2-run double in a 4-run second inning. He homered in the 5th with Jung Ho Kang aboard. A.J. Burnett won despite giving up a season-high 5 earned runs and 11 hits, including a couple of homers in his initial start since his first career trip to the All-Star game. The Royals had cut the deficit to 8-7 in the 7th inning and chased Burnett. Mike Moustakas homered leading off the inning. Eric Hosmer had an RBI triple for his 3rd hit and scored on Kendry Morales' groundout, but the Pirates pick up the win. Also in interleague play, it was Philadelphia over Tampa Bay 5-3. Colorado beat Texas 8-7. In the American League, the Angels swept a pair from Boston 11-1 and 7-3 the scores. Detroit over Seattle 5-4. In the National League, it was Washington over the New York Mets 7-2. Cincinnati beat Chicago 5-4. Atlanta over LA 7-5. Arizona beat Miami 3-1 and San Diego 4-2 winners over San Francisco. TCU and Coach Gary Patterson are now trying to prove right the people who have tabbed the Horned Frogs as the preseason Big 12 favorite. They proved a lot of people wrong last season when they shared the Big 12 title with Baylor. Senior quarterback Trayvon Boykin is among 10 returning offensive starters for TCU after finishing 4th in the Heisman Trophy voting last season. They went 12-1, including a Peach Bowl victory after being left out of the first college football playoff. TCU, going into its 4th Big 12 season, got 32 of 42 first-place votes in the media preseason poll. Baylor, part of the Big 12 football media days on Tuesday, got the other 10 votes. The Frogs were 7th in last year's preseason poll after going 4-8 in 2012. Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowlesby doesn't believe his league is at any disadvantage with 10 teams and says there isn't any real push for expansion. Bowlesby said Monday that a majority of the Big 12 presidents and chancellors at the present time believe 10 is the right number for the league. The commissioner's comments at the start of the league's football media days came less than a month after Oklahoma president David Boren suggested the Big 12 should strive to again be a 12-team league. Boren believes the Big 12 is psychologically disadvantaged, being a smaller conference. Bowlsby says some Big 12 leaders feel strongly about staying at 10, others feel the same about expanding, and there are others in the middle that could be persuaded either way. Well, the Big 12 Conference is tightening the NCAA rule on contact in football practice, restricting the number of tackling sessions per week to 2, including a game. The national rule allows for a total of 3 full contact sessions. All the league coaches asked about the change at Media Day Monday said the tighter limits wouldn't affect their plans. TCU coach Gary Patterson said the Horned Frogs already have just 1 full pad practice during game weeks. Well, Steve Prohm inherited more than just a talented team when he accepted the Iowa State basketball job. He also took over a group whose personality had already been forged through years of shared experiences, both good and bad. Prohm and the Cyclones are about to truly get to know one another. Iowa State opened up practice Monday in preparation for a 4-game trip to Barcelona, Valencia, and Madrid early next month. Prohm says the trip is not really about winning games and playing. It's about the time together, the camaraderie. The Cyclones, who won 25 games and the Big 12 tournament last season, open up the 2015-16 season on November 13th against Colorado in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. The NCAA allows teams to make 1 trip overseas every 4 years. And Zach Johnson joined Elite Company Monday afternoon. The Cedar Rapids native became only the 14th golfer to win both the Masters and the British Open by edging Louis Oosthuizen and Mark Leishman in a dramatic 4-hole playoff. It was an emotional Johnson who was interviewed on ESPN moments after Oosthuizen missed a birdie putt that would have extended the playoff.
I'm at a loss of words. You don't like to see a tournament end on a miss. You know, I hate that. And Louis, a champion and a friend. But I'm grateful, I'm humbled.
Johnson birdied the first 2 holes of the playoff on his way to his first win in a major since the 2007 Masters.
I'm honored. I mean, this is the birthplace of the game. And that jug means so much in sports, specifically this tournament and golf. So I felt great.
Johnson was a virtual unknown when he won the Masters 8 years ago.
I've come a long way since 2007. That kind of launched my golf career. I think what this does, if anything, is really puts things in perspective for me, more so than it already has.
Johnson sank a lengthy birdie putt on the 18th in the final hole just to get into the playoff. He posts the victory yesterday. That's a check of sports this hour, brought to you by Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy. For all of your pharmaceutical needs, stop by your Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, your Health Mart provider. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.